Thousands of years ago, a horse was bred with a donkey, and the mule was born. Sturdy, reliable hybrids that were soon used all over the world. And while cars and trucks have mostly replaced them now, there's a spot where mules still reign supreme. Stina Sieg from member station KJZZ reports.
If you've ever hiked the Grand Canyon, you know this is when you need to step aside. A young man in chaps and a cowboy hat rides a mule up the South Kaibab Trail with a lumbering line of mules behind, all carrying full bags. Every day, the mules carry supplies and souvenirs down to the canyon floor and haul trash back up to the south rim. But that's not their only cargo. These mule-riding tourists are returning from a one-night trip to Phantom Ranch, the bunkhouse at the bottom of the canyon. John Barry's here to greet him.
How was it?
It was wonderful.
Good.
Yahoo!
Now there's a bunch of happy people.
Barry, who manages the mules for the company Zanterra, gives a lot of credit to the wranglers who guide these trips. But he knows who truly makes these rides possible.
I kind of think of a mule as a four-wheel drive pickup truck, where a horse would be more like a Cadillac.
Mules are sure-footed and tough, Barry says, and they don't scare easily. They've carried an estimated million people in and out of the canyon since the late 1800s. The rides are daily, stopped pretty much only by dangerous weather and government shutdowns. Barry was here when the government stopped running for 2 weeks in 2013.
And these mules were so bored. I truly believe that they love to work.
And lots of people in the canyon love to work with them, like Josiah Dreyer, a packer. He grew up around horses and donkeys as well, but describes himself this way.
I'm a mule guy.
As he straps down bags onto his mules, Dreyer says he likes how intelligent the animals are. They're calm out on the trail, and Dreyer says they don't forget.
If you do something to a mule, that mule will get you back 7 years later, and you will know why it did that.
Maintenance man Joseph Kendall can also vouch for their smarts. He's befriended a giant mule named Kaibab Bob, who's convalescing right now at the bottom of the canyon.
Make sure you eat all that, all right?
Kaibab Bob injured himself while packing supplies into the canyon. But that's extremely rare. John Barry says that mules are much better at tackling these trails than people. As he tells a fresh crop of riders every morning,
we have never lost one of you due to the mule.
Still, he is frank in his safety talk, held right before they head down the south rim.
Okay, this is no pony ride at the county fair. This is a tough, hard ride.
By the end, a little girl from Boston is in tears.
She's really scared.
Yeah, we'll talk. All right, go use the bathroom. And
but within minutes,
and we'll
the girl has summoned her courage. As Barry lifts her onto the mule, her eyes are still wet, but she tries to smile.
Now you take good care of John Ez for me, okay? He's a good mule.
Shortly after the group disappears below the rim, Barry radios one of the wranglers, who's riding just in front of her.
How's she doing, Cindy?
She's good. We're talking about cats.
Well, good.
For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg, reporting from the Grand Canyon.